Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is the 23rd episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting project for Nutty Bites. And this is Nuke Joss. And I just had a pretty interesting conversation with Melissa Bartel, a little bit of voice dyslexia there, of the Bathtub Mermaid podcast. And she was saying something about enjoying my rambles, which I feel in my head, oh gosh, they're so boring. People must not be interested. But no, she likes them. And I've heard comments from other people that they're enjoying this, which is really fantastic. Melissa, she scripts almost everything that she works on. She seems to think that she rambles when she doesn't script. I think I enjoy it regardless. It's always fun to listen to. But it just brought me to this idea, you know. When I go to Balticon the last few years, going to Balticon, I'll do a Nutty Bites live panel. And we've been doing Beyond the Wall live, two different podcasts, doing a live episode and packing rooms, which surprises me. I mean, just because somebody comes to your panel doesn't mean that they listen to your podcast, and vice versa. If, you know, people don't happen to notice that your panel's happening, doesn't mean nobody's listening. It's a bit of a scheduling thing. It's what are you up against? For instance, I know this year, Nutty Bites was opposite, very big deal, Hugh and Paul Cooley's book launches. And I know I wanted to be at those. So, you know, there's always a bit of a struggle. But I'm always surprised that people show up, or I'm always surprised when somebody will tweet me and say, oh, this thing that you talked about, it was really important, or it made me think of this, or any sort of feedback. And it surprises me because I don't really, not that I don't get why people are listening. I try to create things that are interesting to me, so I think that others will find them interesting. It's just that niggling self-doubt. Anybody who's ever heard their voice recorded, almost everyone goes, oh, I hate my voice. Is that what I really sound like? And we all have this notion that we hate our voices. I think that my voice is uninteresting and doesn't sound so great, but I've had people compliment my voice, which amazes me. So again, it's this idea of people actually want to listen to my voice. People actually want to listen to what I have to say. I grew up basically being told nobody wanted to listen to that. So I've got this sense that I'm a phony, and that one day everybody's going to find out. They're going to find out that I'm this big phony. And I was talking to Melissa about that, and she said, you know, she thinks that everybody feels that way. You know, everybody feels like they don't contribute enough to the community, or they don't, or that they're a phony. Much like, and I was saying, it's probably like how we all hate the sound of our own voice. There's something that prevents us from appreciating our own stuff. I mean, I look at paintings that I've done and I kick myself and I'm like, oh, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. Of course, if I give myself time, I might be able to appreciate it. But I think we all go through that. And I think the important part of this is that you don't let these self-doubts stop you. If we all listen to that inner voice in our head that tells us what we're doing is stupid and what we're doing isn't going to work, or that nobody's interested, if we focused on the numbers in our stats feeds, if we focused on whatever unit of measurement to measure our success, you'd never do anything. You'd never get up and create something. And I think it's the pushing past that self-doubt that is important. And I try to tell people that if nobody listened to my podcast, I'd probably still do it. I mean, I love that people listen, and I love the conversations that we have, and I love the back and forth, but I'm not doing this. I was also talking with a bunch of people on the Dog Days of Podcasting group about how, you know, my family doesn't listen to any of my podcasts. And people don't understand when I try to explain to them what podcasting is and why I'm so passionate about it. I get the whole, well, how much does this pay? What do you mean you pay money to do this? You know, buying equipment, server space, all that stuff. And they don't quite get why it's important. And there's a million things out there that we don't get paid to do, but we do it because we love it, right? If somebody wanted to pay me to podcast, that would be fantastic. I volunteered at a radio station because I loved broadcasting. I wasn't getting paid for it, but it didn't matter to me. If somebody wanted to hire me at a radio station, I would be over the moon. But it doesn't matter. Like, that's not my motivation for doing it. And I push past the self-doubt. I mean, there's a million other artists out there that are a million times more talented than I am and that make my stuff look like kindergarten scribbles. But I push past that self-doubt because it's not about being the best. It's about doing what you love and enjoying it. And as much as I want people to appreciate my art, I would still draw if people continue to tell me that it was bad, as they did when I was growing up. I would still podcast if the only voices I heard were the people who told me that I'm wasting my time. But because there are people like me and Melissa and all the other podcasters out there that push past that self-doubt and push past the idea of, you know, nobody's really interested in what you have to say, and they go out there and they make their podcasts, they make their art, they make their music, they write, they build stuff, they, whatever it is that people do, everybody's hobbies and interests are important. You know, you may not understand what somebody else is doing. And the biggest response, which I can't stand, but the biggest response is, oh my gosh, somebody has a lot of time in their hands, or what a waste of time. No, it's not a waste of time. Because if you enjoyed yourself when you did it, that's not a waste of time. But thankfully, we have all of these people pushing past this niggling self-doubt, pushing past the notion of, yeah, I'm not going to make money doing this. You know, I'm not the next Stephen King. I am not the next Amanda Palmer. I am not the next, I don't know, who gets paid to podcast? Because, like, really, I'm not sure anybody makes money off of podcasting other than using podcasting as a marketing tool for other things. But you know what I mean? I am not the next James Hans. You know, I'm not going to be able to stop my day job and just do this. But it doesn't matter, because the world is so rich and full of projects that people have done. And all of those people who have made it, if they listened to that niggling self-doubt, they never would have made it. They never would have created what they did. You know, George R. R. Martin basically was failing in Hollywood. And he said, well, I'm going to start writing this epic fantasy that I've got in my head. And I have these couple of story ideas. I'm just going to start writing. And he wasn't writing it to get published. I mean, yeah, he did get published, which is great. But he was writing it for him because he was tired of not having the best success. And for years, you know, I would talk about, oh, do you know A Song of Ice and Fire and George R. R. Martin? Nobody knew what it was. But now it's an HBO show and everybody knows what it is. George R. R. Martin did not start being a big writer that everybody knew. You know, for years and years, you could just hang out with him at a con like any other lower list celebrity. You know, he started out with the same thing, with people telling him, nobody cares about knights and dragons and you misspelling everybody's name and all of this nonsense and creating religion. You know, he didn't listen to that. There's so many people in the podcasting world that didn't listen when people told them what they were doing was stupid. You know, there are tons of authors that were unpublished and used podcasting to become published. You've got Scott Sigler, T. Morris, P.G. Holyfield, Merle Lafferty, Christiana Ellis, just to name a few. There's so many more. Nathan Lowell, Patrick McLean, Brian Gamblin. I mean, just go through the list. Just go to patiobooks.com and just see all of these authors. And some of them have been able to make a career out of it. Some of them, it's still their second job or their hobby. But that's great because the world is better. We have all of that content. And so what I am saying to you is, the next time you hear in your head that it's stupid and you're no good at something, push that person away and do it anyway. And what I want you to do is, I want you to tell me the last time you pushed through self-doubt. And what did you do? What do you love to do that people don't understand? And while you're doing that, you can listen to a promo for another awesome podcast.
Welcome to the interwebs, home of everything. Would you like to try the new Fruity Odie Slusho?
What do you want?
A podcast?
What kind of podcast?
Give me one with affable hosts talking about geeky things they do.
I want one with geek-related news.
Anything else?
Let me see. How about a podcast with sometimes interesting topics or celebrity interviews?
Yeah, let me have the one with the fitness tips, the one that talks about patio books, maybe the one that talks about upcoming cons.
If you want all of that, why not get a combo?
You have something that has all of that?
I wouldn't offer it if we didn't.
Is that possible?
Is that legal?
You want This Weekly from GeekRadioDaily.com.
What's that?
A running gag.
So what is this weekly?
It's the Sometimes Weekly podcast with stealth geeks who talk about their week, geek news, and it features looks at patio books, fit club, and con updates.
I don't know.
One of the hosts is a woman.
Oh, really?
With a sexy voice.
Sold. Geek Radio Daily has forums for geek talks, an active Facebook and Twitter page, and the award non-winning Sometimes Weekly podcast. All this and more at geekradiodaily.com.
Nelly Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.